In Yiritz Hashem, we're going to learn Brachos Daf Mem Gimel. Says the Gemara, we're starting five lines from the top of the Omet. Heisevu Echod Mevorich. In the Mishnah we saw that if a group are sitting together to eat bread, then if it's a permanent type of gathering, and that's proven, or one can see that from the fact that they're all reclining together, they're all doing Heseva, then one can say the Hamoitzi, and everybody else will be Yitza. What's going to be the case regarding wine? Is wine less of a choshev, a less important type of eating or type of situation, and that way, even if there's no heseva, one can be moitzi everyone else? Or do we say, no, even with wine, only if they're all reclining, one can be moitzi everybody else? Says the Gemara, Omar Rav, lo yishanu elo pas. In the Mishnah, we only learnt that regarding eating bread, the boya haseva, that there's a condition that they are reclining, and only then one can be moitzi everybody else. Aval yain, but in the case of wine, loy boya haseva, even without haseva, one of the people there can be moitzi everybody else with the bracha of hagofen. Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Rabbi Yechanan argues and says, afilu yayin nami boya haseva. Wine is the same as bread, and the same as bread, only if there's haseva, one can be moitzi everybody else. So to wine, only if there's haseva, one can be moitzi everyone else. And there's a discussion in the Mefarshim, what happens with other food items besides for bread and wine, whether one needs haseva or not. So that was the first loshin, the first text regarding the argument between Rav and Rabbi Yechanan. Ikid Omra, others learn the argument differently. Omar Rav, lo yishonu elo pas de mahanyu le haseva. Only regarding bread, if there's haseva, it's enough to combine them everybody to make a group, and one can be moitzi everybody else. Aval yayin, but in the case of wine, which is not such a chosh of a gathering, lo yimahanyu le haseva. Even if they're doing haseva, even if they're all reclining, it's not yet enough to be called a group, and one cannot be moitzi anyone else, and everyone has to make their own bracha. Rabbi Yechanan Omer, Rabbi Yechanan argues and says, afilu yayin nami mahanya le haseva, even in the case of wine, if they are reclining, then they're called a group, and one can be moitzi everyone else. So to summarize, it goes as follows. Regarding bread, it's explicit in the Mishnah, there's no argument that if there's haseva, one can be moitzi everyone else. If there's no haseva, then they cannot be moitzi each other. Regarding wine, then it goes like this. According to the first loshen that we had in the Gemara, everybody agrees, both Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, they both agree that when there's haseva, that one can be moitzi the other. Rav says you don't need haseva. He says that regarding wine, even without haseva, it's enough. Where do Rav and Rabbi Yechanan argue in the first loshen? They argue when there's no haseva by wine. According to Rav, one can be moitzi everyone else, and according to Rabbi Yechanan, they cannot be moitzi each other. The second loshen says that there's no machlokes by wine when there's no haseva. If there's no haseva, everybody agrees that they cannot be moitzi each other. When there is haseva, that's where the machlokes is. According to Rav, haseva doesn't even work, and according to Rabbi Yechanan, haseva works by wine. Says the Gemara, we're going to ask now a question on Rav. Meisvei, Keitzad Seder Haseva. What is the Seder, the typical sequence of events when coming to a meal? So it goes like this. Oirchin Nichnosim, the guests, they first come into the house, wherever they're going to be eating. V'yoishvin, they're not doing Haseva, they're just sitting. Al Gabi Safsalim, Al Gabi Katedrois, they're sitting on the benches and waiting. Ache nichnasu kulam. They're waiting for all the whole group to come in. Hiviu lo emayim. Their water is brought to the guests. Kol echod ve'echod noitel yodoi achas. Each one of them washes just one hand in order to receive the cup that he's going to drink from with that one hand. Bo lohem yain. And they're now still in the waiting room. and they're sitting in the waiting room, and somebody brings them all a cup of wine. Kol echod ve'echod mevarich la'atzmoy. Each and every one of them have to make their own bracha. Nobody can be moitzi anybody else. And this was all not b'mokim suda. It was all in the waiting room. Olu. Afterwards, after all the guests have arrived, they then went up to whatever room they were going to dine together in. V'heisevu. Here they started with heseva. They all reclined. Ubolo hemaim. And then water was again brought to them now for the meal. Afal pishe kol echod ve'echod not al yodoy echod, even though they have all washed one of their hands when they were in the waiting room, chayzer v'noytel shteyodov, over here, he is going to now wash both hands in preparation for eating. When you eat with two hands. Bolohem yayin, now the wine is brought to them. This is the typical yayin shelifnei hasuda that we've already seen previously in the perek. Even though in the waiting room everybody had made their own hagofen on their wine, over here everybody can be moitzi each other. It means anyone can be moitzi everybody else. Says that's the end of the braisa. Says the Gemara. Leheich lishna, according to the first loshen that we saw, da'omar rav lo yishonu elopas. The boy haseva, that haseva only works, or haseva is only necessary with bread. Aval yayin lo yboye haseva. In the case of wine, you do not need haseva, and even without haseva, one can be moitzi everybody else. Kashiresha. Why, when they were in the waiting room, did they all have to make their own bracha? They were sitting. It's true. They were not leaning, they were not reclining, but with wine, according to Rav, you don't need to recline. So why did they each have to make their own bracha? According to Rabbi Yechanan, we understand. Rabbi Yechanan says that even with wine, you need to have haseva. And there was no haseva, so they each had to make their own bracha. According to Rav, it's a question. Says the Gemara, Shani oirchin de da'atayu lemeikar. There's an exception. Even Rav agrees that in the case of wine, that even if you don't have a seva, that they comprise a group, and one can be moitzi to the other, but that is only in one of two conditions. Either it's shelo b'shas hasuda, if a group of people are just getting together to drink some wine, then even if they're sitting, Rav says it's enough, and one can be moitzi all the rest. Or if it's b'shas hasuda and b'mokim hasuda, if they've come to the meal, and this is where they're going to eat their meal, and they haven't yet started. It's now the wine which they're drinking before the meal. One can be moitzi everyone else. But over here, we're talking about it's b'shas hasu'uda. They're not coming just to drink wine. They're coming to have a meal together. But it's shaloi b'mokim su'uda. They're in the waiting room. They're not yet in the dining room. And since it's b'shas hasuda, but not b'mokim hasuda, in that case, the Gemara says, Rav will agree that if there's no heseva, they cannot be moitzi each other. And that explains why in the waiting room they each had to make their own brocha. Continues the Gemara, Ulaheich lishna, according to the second loshen, that we saw that everybody agrees that if there's no heseva, that they cannot be moitzi each other, and that would explain the waiting room. But in the case where there is Haseva, Rav says Haseva doesn't work. Only Rabbi Yechanon says Haseva works in the case of wine. So the Gemara is asking, Ulaheich lishna da omar Rav lo yishanu elo pasta mahanyele Haseva aval yayin lo yimanyele Haseva kash Haseva. Why, when they went up into the dining room, do we say that they could be moitzi each other, even though they were leaning, they were reclining? Nonetheless, Rav says, with wine, it doesn't help Haseva, and they cannot be moitzi each other. So how could the Braisa say that they would all be moitzi each other? Says the Gemara, you're right. If they just got together just to drink wine, then according to the second Loshen, Rav will say, Haseva doesn't work. It's not a choshev enough gathering. Shani hosom demigudu komahanyele Haseva lepas, mahanyele Haseva leyain. Since they're all getting together to eat bread, and they're all doing haseva, they're reclining, in order to be a very chosh of a gathering, a group, which will be enough that for bread one can be moitzi everyone else. Such a type of gathering that for bread one can be moitzi everyone else. If you're already called such a strong group, then wine in such a situation, also one can be moitzi everybody else. Continues the Gemara. Bo lohem yayin b'soy chamozin. The Mishnah says that if wine was brought first in the middle of the meal, everybody has to make a bracha on their own, and they are not moitzi each other. Shalu es ben zayma mipnima omru bo lohem yayin b'toy chamozin kol echod v'echod mavorich la'atzmoi, and only la'achar hamozin echod mavorich l'kulam. Why is it true that if wine is brought in the middle of the meal, they cannot be moitzi each other? Says the Gemara, Omar lohem. Ben Zoima answered to those who asked him the question, Hoyel v'ein beis habli aponui. Since they're in the middle of eating, and they're concentrating on swallowing their food and digesting their food, so their minds are not available to be able to concentrate and listen to his friend making the brocha, and therefore they each have to make their own brocha. The end of the meal, they're finished eating already, and then they have the place in their minds to be able to listen to their friend making the brocha for them. Continues the Gemara. V'hu oimir al hamugmor. We saw in the Mishnah that the end of the Mishnah says v'hu oimir al hamugmor. V'afal pi she'ein mevien es hamugmor elu le'achar asuda, which means that there was a custom at the time that they would drink a cup of wine at the end of the meal before birchas hamazon. So the Mishnah says that that person that is making the bracha and being moitzi everybody else on that last cup of wine, he is the one who will also make the bracha after Birchas Hamozin, where they bring the incense, the besomim. He's going to make the bracha of Boiri Atzi besomim after Birchas Hamozin. Says the Gemara, Midik Toni, Vahu Oimir Alam Mugmor, that he is the one who's going to make the bracha on the besomim, Mechlal De'ika Odif Mine. You see that this is true even though there's somebody who's greater than him, who's bigger than him, who's maybe older than him, wiser than him, who's sitting there. Nonetheless, he is the one that makes the bracha on the besomim, since he was the one that made the bracha on the wine before the end of the meal. Asks the Gemara of Amai, why should he make the bracha on the besomim? So they finished the suda, and now after Birchas Hamazon they're bringing the besomim. Why should he be the one to make the bracha, especially that there's somebody older than him or more appropriate to say the bracha? Says the Gemara, Hoyel v'hu noitel yodov tchila ba'achreinom. Since he's the one that made the bracha of the yayin, he's also going to be the one who's going to bench Birchas Hamazon. And since he's the one that's going to bench Birchas Hamazon, because once you start mitzvah, then you carry on, then we're going to see later on in the Gemara that the one that says the Birchas Hamazon is the one that's going to wash Mayim Achreinim first. Since he was the first to wash Mayim Achreinim, therefore he's also going to be the first to make the bracha on the besomim after the meal. In the same way as Mayim Achreinim washes away the dirt off his hands, this besomim helps to digest the food, and it's like a continuation from the Mayim Achreinim. Says the Gemara, Musayeh li l'Rav, this is a proof to what Rav says. The Omer B'chia Bar Ashi, Omer Rav, Hanoitel Yodov Tchilo B'Achreino, Hu Mezumen L'Brocha. The one that washes Mayim Achreinim first, he is the one that's going to be moitzi everybody else with Birchas Hamazon. And that works the other way around as well. Once we know that he's going to say Birchas Hamazon because he's the one that made the Brocha al Hayayin, Memela, he's also going to be the first one to do Mayim Achreinim. Rav v'Rav Chia have a yos v'kamei d'Rav d'Rebbe b'sudasa. Rav and Rav Chia were sitting in front of Rebbe in the meal. Omale Rebbe l'Rav, Rebbe said to Rav, Kum moshi yodich, go and wash your hands. Chazi d'Ava Mirsus. Rav Chia saw that Rav was getting very shocked and agitated. What do you mean he's telling me to wash my hands? Like, have I done something wrong? Are my hands dirty? Have I spent too long eating? What's the problem? Omale Rav Chia. So Rav Chia said to Rav, No, Bar Pochsi, you're a Ben Gedolim, you have Yichus, and Ayin Bebirchas Mezoina Ka'omer Lecha. What he was telling you was, prepare yourself for Birchas Hamazon. How do you prepare yourself for Birchas Hamazon? You can be the first to wash Mayim Achreinim. He was giving you the covered of being the one who's going to lead for Birchas Hamazon. Now, there's many different versions of this Gemara and different Girsois and different explanations. We try to explain the way it fits best with Rashi. Continues the Gemara. Omar Abzeira, Omar Rava Bar Yirmia, Me'imo Saim Vorchin Al Hareach. When they would bring in this mugmar, these incense, the way these incense worked was they would take some wood, some special woods, good-smelling woods, they would burn it on the coals or on the fire, and then that would cause a smell. So the Gemara says, at what point would they make a bracha of Boirei Atzei Abesamim? Says the Gemara, Mishetale Timrosoi. As soon as the column of smoke starts rising, that's the appropriate time to make the bracha of the Besamim. How can you make a bracha when all you're seeing is the column of smoke going up? You haven't smelt yet. How can you make the bracha? Omar Lehi, he answered him back, I don't understand. According to you, every time you make a bracha of hamoitzi, you've already eaten? No, you're making the bracha before you're going to eat. As soon as you're planning to eat, you make the bracha. Here too, you're planning to smell the besomim. Before you plan to smell the besomim, you make the bracha. At what point is that? When you see the smoke going up, that's when it's the right time to make the bracha, because then you can go on to smell the besomim. Says the Gemara, Omer Rav Chiya Barei De'Abba Bar Nachmeini Omer Rav Chisda Omer Rav. V'omri lo, others say Omer Rav Chisda Omer Ze'iri. Kol hamugmoris, all these incense, Mevorachin Alein, Boirei Atzei Besomim. We thank Hashem for being the creator of fragrant woods. Chutz mimushk shemin chayahu. Besides for this besomim, this mugmar, these incense called mushk, and the reason that you don't make the bracha Boirei Atzei Besomim is because they actually come from animal excrement, and therefore shemavarchin alav Boirei Minei Besomim, you make the bracha of Boirei Minei Besomim and not Boirei Atzei Besomim. Asks the Gemara Meisvei, Ein Mevorchin Boirei Atzei Besomim, the only time you make Boirei Atzei Besomim is when the original woods are brought to you. Elo al Afarasamoin shel Beis Rebbe, the woods called Afarasamoin, which was very expensive and was not common, but in rich people like Rebbe's homes, it was found. And when you smell the fragrance of the original wood, Afarasamoin, you can make a bracha, Boirei Atzei Besomim. Or al Afarasamoin shel Beis Kesar, or in the Caesar's house, the rich people, they had this wood. Va'ala Hadas, and Hadasim, which also the original Hadasim have a very nice smell. And therefore, b'shebachol mokim, you don't need to be so rich in order to have hadasim. Those are the only times where you make a bracha, boirei atzei besomim. But when you're taking other woods, that on their own rights, they don't smell. It's only when you put them onto the coals and you burn them, then the smell of the burning wood is got a nice fragrance, then you do not make boirei atzei besomim. Says the Gemara, tiyufta. Yeah, there's no answer to this question. Continues the Gemara, Omer le'Rav Chisda le'Rav Yitzchak, Hai moshcha da'afarasamoin. When you have oil of afarasamoin, Mai mevorchin, what bracha do you make on the smell of the oil of afarasamoin? Omer le'Hach Omer Rav Yehuda, Boirei shemen arzeinu. We thank Hashem for the oils of our land. And Rashi says that this wood was grown in Yerichai, and Yerichai was only called Yerichai because the word Yerichai has the same letters as Reach, as a scent, as a fragrance. And it was called Yerichai because of the fragrance of this wood. Omarle, Bar Mineder of Yehuda. You cannot bring proof from Rabbi Yehuda to this question. To Chaviva le'Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael was particularly dear to Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore he felt that he had to make this bracha, Boirei Shemen Arzeinu, the oil of our land. But everybody else, it doesn't feel the need to appreciate the land as it is. What bracha are they going to make on Shemen Afarasamin? You make the bracha thanking Hashem for creating pleasant oils. Continues the Gemara. Omer of Adabar Ava, Hai Kasharto. This besomim, which we know is koisht in the Ktoires, one of the besomim are called koisht, that's this kasharta. Mvorchin ilavei boire atzei besomim. You make the broch of boire atzei besomim. Aval moshcha kvisha, the oil in which this koisht is submerged, and ultimately this oil is going to get some of the smell of this koisht, of this kasharta, on that oil, you don't make the bracha of boire atzei besomim. Rav Kahana Omar, Rav Kahana says, afilu moshcha kvisha, even the oil which the wood is submerged into it, even though you don't see the wood, you only see the oil, you do make a bracha of boire atzei besomim, because ultimately it's the wood that's submerged in the oil that's giving it the smell. Aval moshcha tchina loy. But the oil where this wood was ground into, if you ground up the wood and the dust or the grindings of the wood are put into the oil, then this koisht is put into the oil. Lo, you do not make the broch of boire atzei besomim. Nardoi omri. Nardoi, they said, afilu moshcha tchina. Even if you grind this afarosomain into the oil, it's enough reason to make the bracha of boire atzei besomim. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rev Gidl Omar Rav. Hai simlak mvorchin ilavei boire atzei besomim. This, the Rashi says, this is yasmin. It's a type of besomim. You do make a bracha of boire atzei besomim on it. Continues the Gemara, Omarav Chananel Omarav, Hani Chalfa de Yama. It's what we know as Shiboiles Neird, it's one of the species in the Ktoires. Mvorchin idavei boire atzei besomim. You make on it the bracha of boire atzei besomim. Now, both of these, they don't grow on trees, they grow on stalks. It's not something which you pull off a tree like Hadassim, it's just they're growing off stalks. Omar Marzutra Micro, what's the source that the besomim that grows off a stalk, you can make a bracha of atzei besomim, it's not really an eitz. Says the Gemara, because it says in the Pasuk, V'hi he'elosam hagogo v'titmenem b'pishtei ha'eitz. Flax also grows on stalks, not on a tree. And when the Pasuk speaks about the fact that Rachav hid the spies on her roof, she hid them in amongst the flax, the wood of the flax, the pishtei ha'etz. So the fact that the pishton, the flax, which is stalks, is called eitz, you see that you can refer to the besomim that grows on stalks as atzei besomim. Continues the Gemara. Of Masharashia Omar, Hai Narkoim. Regarding a besomim called Narkoim, it depends. The Ganunisa, those that are grown in a garden, and they grow on stalks with hard stalks, besomim, like we just saw now, that besomim that grows on a hard stalk, you can say atzei besomim. The Dabra, however, these Narkoim that grows in the wild, they have soft stalks. They're not hard stalks, and therefore you say boire isvei besomim. We thank Hashem for creating fragrant herbs. Omar of Sheshes, Hani Sigli, another type of good smelling plant. Mvorachin ilavei alayhu boire asvei besomim. You make a bracha thanking Hashem for good smelling herbs. Omar Marzutra, Hai man de moirach besreiga, somebody who smells an estrog, oy bechavusha, or bechavusha, Omar boruch shenosan reach toiv leperus. We thank Hashem for giving a good aroma in fruits. Omar of Yehuda, hay man de nofek b'yom de Nisan. If somebody goes out in the month of Nisan, v'chazi iloni de kom lavlevi, and he sees trees in bloom, he sees the blossoms on the tree. Oymeri makes the following bracha. Baruch shaloi chisar bo ilomoy klum. We thank Hashem that there's nothing lacking in his world. Uboro boy briois toivois, and Hashem created in his world good creatures, v'ilonis toivim, v'ilonis toivois, and good trees, lehisnois bohen b'nei odom, in order that people should be able to have pleasure from them. Says the Gemara, Omar of Zutra bar Tuvya Omarav. Minayin shemavorchin al areach. Who says that bechlal there's a chiyuv to make a bracha when you smell something that has a nice smell? It's not something you're eating. It's not something you're drinking. So it's a pleasure. Okay, but who says what's the makor that you make a bracha for that pleasure? Says the Gemara shenemar kol haneshama tahalil ko, that every neshama, the soul, is the one that is praising Hashem. Eiza udava, what type of pleasure? Shal neshama nenis mimenu, that the neshama has pleasure from it. Ve'ein aguf nene mimenu, and the body does not have so much pleasure from, otherwise it's not unique to the neshama. Hava'imer zareach, a fragrant smell is something which the neshama, the soul, has pleasure from. The body does not, there's no intake, no physical, tangible pleasure to the body, and nonetheless, kol haneshama talil ka, so you see that the neshama has to find a way of praising Hashem for pleasure unique to it, and that is besomim. Continues the Gemara, v'omar of zutra batuvya omarav, asidim bachurei Yisrael, the young men of Yisrael, in the future they're going to shayitnu reach toiv kalavonin, they will emit a good smell like the levonin. Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, Yelchu Yoin Kosov, the young of Klal Yisrael, will go vihi kazayis hoidoi. They will look nice like an olive tree. Vereach loy kalavonin, and their aroma from them will be such like the levonin. Continues the Gemara of Omar of Zutra Bar Tuvya Omar Rav. May dechsev, when it says in the pasuk, Es hakol yofa. Everything is beautiful when it's made in its time. Melamed shekol echod ve'echod yipa lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu umnosei befonov. That Hashem, He beautified each and every person's craft in His own eyes, which means that every person has a pull to the craft that he's supposed to be working with. Omer of Papa, Hainu Domri Intri, this is what people say, if you take a very clean branch for a pig, for a swine to eat, and you hang it round its neck, giving him a chance to eat it while it's still clean, he's going to go around his normal business, he's going to go right into the dung, into all the smell, he's going to dirty the food, and then he's going to eat it. Because he gets pleasure from his umnus, from his craft, which is being in a mess and eating in a mess. So too, every person is drawn to the type of craft which is suitable for him. And the reason Hashem did that was because in order that there should be all sorts of people doing all the different crafts that we need, Hashem gave a passion to certain people to do those crafts that other people would run away from. Continues the Gemara. Omar of Zutra Bar Tuvya, Omar Rav. And in this Gemara, we have to know there's another halacha that says that it's also to go out alone in the streets is dangerous. Al yetze odem yichidi balayla. But says the Gemara, Rav said, avuka kishnaim. If you have a torch, if you're holding a torch, it's like two people. V'yoreach, and the moon, kishloisha, is like three people. Iboyeluhu. The Gemara asked a question, what did Rav mean? Avuka kishnaim behadadide. When a person is holding a torch, is the torch count as one, which means that together with the person holding the torch, you have two? Or dilma avuka kishnaim, or could it be that Rav meant that the torch is two lebarmidide besides for him, and together with the person holding the torch, it's as if there's three? And we'll soon see what the difference is. Toshima, we're going to try and bring proof from what we just learnt. We just saw what did Rav say? V'yoreach kishleisha. The moon is considered like three. I omrus bishleima behadididei. If Rav meant that the moon is three, including the person who's in the moonlight, shapir, then it makes sense. And then we would say ba'avuka also, it's two, including the person holding it. Elo I omrus lebarmididei. If you say that the person holding the torch, it's two besides for him, which means altogether three, then when it's talking about the moon is three besides for the person, which would mean altogether it's considered as if there's four. Ask the Gemara Arba Olamali, what's the point of having four? I don't ever need four. V'ha Marmar, didn't didn't we say, le'echod, a person who goes on his own outside, nire umazik, he's going to see the mazikim and he's going to get harmed by the mazik. Lishnaim, if there's two of them, nire, they may well see the mazik, ve'ene mazik, but they will not get harmed by the mazik. Lishloisha, if there's three people, then eino nire kol ika, they're not even going to see the mazikim and nothing will happen to them. So you see there that there's no better protection than three. Four is no advantage over three. Elolav shma'a mino avuka kishnayim behadu didei. It must be that when the moon is three, it's three including the person. And so when there's a torch, it's two including the person. Shma'a mino. That's the proof. Continues the Gemara. V'omar av zutra batuvi omar av. V'omri lo others say omar av chono bar bizna omar b'shemim b'chasida. And others say, Omer Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. What did one of these three people say? Neach lei le'odom, it's better for a person, sheyapil atzmi letech kif shana eish, he should throw himself into a fiery furnace, val yalbim pnei chaveri barabim, he should not shame his friend in public. Minolon, where do we learn this out from? Mi Tomar. Tomar was Yehuda's son-in-law. And she had married Eir, who had Yehuda's son, and Eir died, and then she married Oinon, and he also died. And then Yehuda sent her away. He didn't want her to wait to marry Shelah, the third child. At some point, Tamar had arranged in some way. We're not going into all the details of the story now. That actually she did Yibum with Yehuda himself, and Yehuda was unaware of the whole story. He was unaware that who she was when he was doing Yibum with her. At some point, it got known to Yehuda, who was the Rav at the time, who was the Dayan, and that his daughter-in-law Tamar had become pregnant. So he thought that she had become pregnant from Znus, and she deserved to be killed. She deserved to be burnt. And she knew that she did not deserve to be burnt because she had not done Znus. She had actually become pregnant from him. But if she was going to say it to him in that many words and say, you know who I became pregnant from you, and you just didn't know who I was at the time, that would put him to shame. So she just sent him a hint. She said, you see these signs? Whoever gave me these signs, which was Yehuda, but nobody else knew that, whoever gave me this signature ring and the stick and whatever else she had there, she said to him, whoever gave these to me, that's the person who I became pregnant from. And she said, if he's going to own up and realize that she's not Chayev Misa, is good. If not, better that I should get burnt than that I should embarrass him in public. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Vehi Mutseis, she was taken out and she was about to be burnt. And Vehi Sholcha El Chomia, she sent to her father-in-law Yehuda, Leimer, Leisha She'ele Eloya Noichi Hora, whoever these belong to, that's who made me pregnant. Vatoimer Hakir no Lemiachi Semes Vapsilim Vamate Ho'ele. So that's what we learn out from Toma. Continues the Gemara, Tanu Rabbonon, Hiviu Lefonov Shemen Vahodos. At the end of a Suda, there was custom to bring oil that they would wash the hands, anoint the hands with, to clean their hands from the food. And they would also bring hadasim, as we said, they would smell the hadasim at the end of the meal. And the bracha on shemen is boire shemen oriv. We're talking here about shemen afarosamoin. The bracha of hadasim is boire atzi besomim, as we saw before. What bracha do you make first? You first make a bracha on the oil, and then you make a bracha on the hadasim. You first make a bracha on the hadas, and then on the shemen. Omerim Gamliel, ani achria. I'll tell you, I'll be machria who the halacha should be like. Shemen zochinu lereichoi v'zochinu lesichosoi. What benefits do we have from the oils? Two things. Number one, the fragrant. It's a nice smell. And also, we can anoint ourselves with it, and that way we can clean our hands. Hodos, however, hadasim, lereichai zachinu, we were merited their smell, their scent, But we did not have any benefit from anointing ourselves. You don't anoint yourself with hadasim. And therefore, one should make a bracha on the oil first. Rabbi Yechanan said there's a rule that the halacha is always like the one that makes a type of compromise. The halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, who is the dasa machria. Tosfos Pesachim Daf Chof Aleph points out that normally a machria is somebody that is a mediator, somebody who goes middle way. But over here, all Rabbi Gamliel did was he explained why the halacha was like Beis Shammai, not like Beis Hillel. So over here, the term machria is used differently, is used as the term of a decider, not as a mediator, which is not the way this rule is typically used. Continues the Gemara. Rav Papa Ikla Lebe Rav Huna Breder of Ikka. Rav Papa was visiting Rav Huna Breder of Ikka. Aisu Lekamayu, they brought in front of him Shemen Vahodos. Shemen Afarasumain and Hodos. Shokal Rav Papa. Rav Papa took Borich HaHados Bereisha and he made the bracha on the Hadassim first, V'hodor Borich HaShemen, and only afterwards he made the bracha on the Shemen. Omar Lei, so they said to him, Loisovar Lomar, do you Rav Papa not hold Halacha Kedivri HaMachria? The Halacha is like Rabban Gamliel, as Rabbi Yechanon said, that you should make a bracha on the Shemen first. Omar Lei, Hoch Omar Rova. Rova told me that the Halacha is Halacha Kebeis Hillel. Halacha is like Beis Hillel, that you make a bracha on the Hadassim first. And according to many, this is the end of the Gemara. In the version of the Gemara that we have, it's V'loihi. It wasn't really the truth. He realized he made a mistake and he was embarrassed. And Lishtamutin Nafshi U'da'ovad, he just wanted to clear himself and to save face. So he said, Rava said that the Halacha is like Beis Hillel, but the truth is the Halacha is like the Machria, like Beis Shammai. Others explain, the Rami Pano explains, V'loihi means, not like Rashi, like we just explained, V'loihi means that, of course, Rav Papa wasn't lying. He held like Beis Hillel. But instead of saying, I hold like Beis Hillel and not like Rabbi Yechanon, who says that Halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, who paskens like Beis Shammai, Rava said it was like Beis Hillel. He blamed, so to speak, the fact that Halacha was like Beis Hillel, not on himself, but on Rava. And that wasn't accurate. It wasn't Rava that said Halacha ka Beis Hillel. He himself thought Halacha was like Beis Hillel. Continues the Gemara. Tanu Rabbonon, hiviu lifneim shemen v'yayin. In the event that a person has shemen afarasumoin to make a bracha of boire shemen oriv, and also has wine to make agofen, which one do you make a bracha on first? B'shama umrim oichiz ha-shemen b'yimino, you should hold the oil in his right hand, v'es ha-yayin b'smoiloi, and the wine in his left hand. Mavorech ala shemen, you should first make a bracha on the oil which is in his right hand. V'choizer mavorech ala yayin, and only then make a bracha on the wine. B'shilil oimrim, B'shil say the other way around. Oichaz es hayayin b'yamino, he holds the wine in his right hand. V'es hashemen b'smoiloi, and the oil in his left hand. Mavorech ala yayin, he first makes a bracha on the wine which is in his right hand. V'choizer mavorech ala shemen, and then he makes a bracha on the oil. After you make a bracha on the oil, and you've got the oil on your hands, v'tochu b'roish hashamash, you should smear the leftover oil onto the head of the waiter, the shamash. V'im shamash talmud chacham hu, but if the waiter is a talmud chacham, tochu b'koisel, you should smear your hands onto a wall in order to let go and to wipe away any leftover oil. It's inappropriate for a Talmud Chacham to go out into the street with perfume on. Tanu Rabbanan, Shisha Dvarim Gnai Loi LeTalmud Chacham. There are six things which are inappropriate for a Talmud Chacham to do. Aliyetzei Kshu Mavusam LaShuk. Number one, he should not go into the street with perfume. Number two, V'Aliyetzei Yechidi Balayla, he should not go out on his own at night. Number three, Valietze b'min olim hamatuloim, he should not go out with patches on his shoes. Number four, Valyesapirim isho bashuk, he should not speak to a woman in the street. Number five, Valyosev b'chaburo shel ame ha'oretz, he should not sit together with the unlearned people. Number six, Valyikonis b'achroinu le'beis hamedrash, he should not be late when coming into the Beis Hamedrash. V'yesh oimrim, and some add on, v'af loy yafsia psio gasa, when you walk, you should not take large strides, v'al yahalich b'koyma zukufa, you should not walk with a very erect posture. Now the Gemara is going to discuss them. Al yetzei kshu mevusam l'shuk, you shouldn't go out with perfume. When you shouldn't go into the street like that. Omer Abba b'reid Rav Chiya bar Abba, Omer b'yechonon. B'mokim shechashudim al mishkav zocher. This is true mainly in a place where there was a reason, where people were suspected of doing averus, and in those places the men would go around with perfume, and that would encourage other people to do averus. Omer of sheishes lo omer ela bebigdoy. This is all only true. That means the fact that it's inappropriate to go out with perfume into the street is only on his clothes. Aval begufoy, but if the perfume is on his hands, is on his body, zeo ma'avra. The fact that his sweat and his perspiring, that is going to eliminate, ma'abrale, is going to eliminate the smell of the perfume, and that won't be an issue. Omer of Papa, v'saroy kebigdoy domi, and wiping it on one's hair, where there's no perspiration in the hair, is similar to wiping it on one's clothes. And that's what we saw before, that he should wipe his hands onto the hair of the shamash, of the waiter. But if the shamash is a Talmud Chacham, he shouldn't wipe it on his hair either. So you see that wiping on the hair is also a problem. And the fact that he didn't wipe it on his own hair shows that is kabigdoi domi and it's inappropriate. V'omri lo kagufoi domi. Others argue and say that the hair also perspires, and therefore one can wipe the oil onto one's hair, and the perspiration of the hair will eliminate the smell of the perfume. V'al yetze yechidi balayla. One should not go out on one's own at night, says the Gemara, mishum chashoda, because people might accuse him or suspect him of getting up to some averus. It's only true if he does not have a fixed time that he goes to learn with his Rebbe. Aval kvirle idna, if he's got a fixed time that he goes to learn with his Rebbe, may do your dear people know to leidne kozil, he's going to learn at this fixed time with his Rebbe, and therefore they will not come and accuse him or suspect him of doing anything inappropriate. Val yetze b'mena'olim hamatuloim, a Talmud Chacham should not go out with patches on his shoes. Masayeh leil Rav Chiya bar Abba. This is proof to what Rav Chiya bar Abba said. D'omer Rav Chiya bar Abba, g'nayhu l'Talmud Chacham, it's inappropriate for Talmud Chacham sheyetze b'mena'olim hamatuloim, they should walk around outside with patches on his shoes. Asks the Gemara, eini, is that really so? Rav Chiya bar Abba nofik, Rav Chiya bar Abba himself used to go out with patches on his shoes. Omar Mazut Abreid Rav Nachman, bitlai al gabitlai. The main problem is, when is it inappropriate? When there's one patch on top of another patch. When it's all patched up like that, that's inappropriate. If there's just one patch, it's okay. V'loya omron ela bepanto, and it's only a problem when these patches are on the front, at the top of the shoe, in front of the shoe, aval begildo, if it's on the sole of the shoe, where people can't see it, leslon bo, there's no problem with it. Ubepanta, and even when it's at the front of the shoe, lo omron elo beurcha, it's only a problem when he's going out into the street with it. Aval bebesa, to wear them at home, leslon bo, there's nothing wrong with that. V'lo omron elo b'moisa chama, and this is only true in the summer months, aval b'moisa geshomim, in the winter when there's a lot of mud and dirt, and the mud is going to cover over the patches, less lanbo, there's no issue, and a Talmud Chacham can go out with such shoes. Says the Gemara, Bal yisapirim isha bashuk, one should not speak to a woman in the street. Omer of Chizda, afilu hi ishtay, even if it's his own wife. Tanina mihochi, afilu hi ishtay, afilu hi bitay, afilu hi achosay. Even his wife, his daughter, and his sister, he should not converse with them in the streets. Lefish einakil biim bekiim bekrevoisav. Not everybody knows who's his wife, who's his daughter, who's his sister, and then they'll just see him speaking to a woman, and they'll start thinking that he's speaking to strange women, and that's inappropriate for Talmud Chacham. And it happens to be that a lot of these things are inappropriate for anybody, not only a Talmud Chacham, and the Mefarshim speak and discuss why the Braisa started off with Shisha Dvarim Gnai Lo L'Talmud Chacham, they should really apply to anybody. Says the Gemara, V'al Yasev B'chabura Shel Amei Ha'aretz, one should not sit together with people who are not learned. Ma'itam Dilma Osi L'Imshuche Basrayu. But there's always the risk that one will get drawn after them, and in order to stay safe and stay away from Amei Ha'aretz, one should not sit down with them. Valikonis Bachroinu L'Beis HaMedrash, one should not come in late or last into Beis HaMedrash. Mishum Dekori Le'Pesher, people will say that he's negligent, and this is a term used for laziness in many places. They'll think that he was lazy. What are you coming late for? V'yesh oimrim af lo yasiya psiya gasa. Others add that one should not walk with very wide strides. Do'omar mar, because we know, we've heard, psiya gasa, large strides, noiteles echod mi'chomeish me'ois me'oir einov shel odom. It takes away 1/500th of a person's eyesight. Maitekante, somebody who did walk like that, what's his remedy? Lehadre b'kedusha d'beishimsha, he can restore his eyesight by drinking the wine of Kiddush on Friday night. That Harashi explains this. V'alihalich b'koyma z'kufa, a person should not walk around with an erect posture. Somebody who walks around with an erect posture, even just 4 amos, it's as if he's pushing away the Shechina. As it says in the Pasuk, Hashem, His presence, the Shechina, is everywhere, and you should not walk around with that pride, haughty way anywhere. And if you do, it's as if you're pushing away the Shechina. And in Mirtz Hashem, in the next shiur, we're going to start the Mishnah on Daf Mem Dalet.